This is a special episode of the S&M podcast.
Oh yeah. I was inspired. I listened to this podcast called Distorted View, and every Tuesday he reads this thing called Sex Tactics Tuesday, where he finds this really horrible story. And I try not to borrow bits from other people, but I definitely, I love that theme. And one day, I was looking for erotica to pleasure myself to. And, you know, I was really, I was really in the mood to get down. But I was reading this, and I couldn't stop laughing. And so that was really unhelpful. And so I decided, why not torture other people with this story that is offensive on, like, 12 different levels. So, there we go. That's the intro to this. All right, I am going to read you a lovely little story. It's, Alright, it's pretty horrible. And it goes like this. Rod was on a date with this hot, short, big-chested girl named Sabrina. When she stood by the wall, he gently pressed his body up to hers. Also, he put his bare feet on her smaller ones, basically pinning her gently to the wall and ground. He put my left arm... I just like that suddenly it's like the confession. He put my left arm on her lower back and gently rubbed her tight butt as well. Sabrina screamed. Then Rod backed off! ! Although only temporarily! ! People were coming around the corner of the building. So Rod's, now there's more than one of him, plans were put on hold for now. Sabrina ran off. However, Rod was able to run at a distance behind her to stalk her! Rod was a blonde-haired 20-year-old. I like that now this is when he gets into detail about the people. Like, thanks, you know, good. I'm glad now I get to know what he looks like. Rod was a blonde-haired 20-year-old. Something. Tanned, muscular stud. Rod stood about 6'1", 200 pounds, size 12 feet, 42-inch chest, 36 waist, with a bulging 9-incher under his zipper. Like, I liked all the measurements of him, because, you know... the size 12 feet was really critical info. Sabrina, and now we get into her details. Sabrina was about 5'6", 110 pounds, nice bust, and a size 6 shoe. Oh, well, then I'd bang her. Because, you know what, if she has like a 7 or an 8, it's just not worth it. While stalking her, he saw her duck into her apartment. He then called a few... at this point, I just assumed he would, like, even fuck that up. Like, I kind of expected, while stalking her, he saw her bull into her apartment. But he got duck, right, so that's good. He then called a few of fellow wrestling buddies he knew from high school. Matt, also 20... Oh, no way! Okay, so now he's getting to the details about it, but he's gonna tell everybody... These people, he's going to give the shoe size for these people as well, because that's critical. Okay, Matt, also 20, who stood at 6'2", size 12 shoe, 190 pounds, 40 chest, 34 waist, 10-inch shaft. Peter, also 20, 64, size 13 shoe, 41 chest, 35 waist, 9-inch sausage. Dick, oh, there's a guy named Dick, okay, good. 20, 6'3", 240 pounds, size 11 shoe, chest 45, waist 38, 10 and a half inch banana. Oh, fuck. It's just so stupid. Okay, they gathered together to discuss strategy on how to have her! ! As they stalked her the next few nights, they noticed she walked a long wooded path from her apartment building to the parking lot. The next day, they jogged past her waving hello with her from across the street. Rod jogged behind them to conceal himself for Sabrina. The four guys were handsome, tan, muscular jocks who didn't shy away from showing off their sexy, shirtless, muscular bodies wearing tight denim jeans. As well, I just like that they're wearing, like, okay, I like a lot of these things, but now they're wearing tight denim jeans, all of them. All of them, and they're all shirtless, walking down the street. Because that doesn't look fucking weird. Alright. As well, they gawked slightly and leered as the small but well-endowed Sabrina walked by across the road. It seemed slightly odd to her that these... Okay, good. So she's noticing this, right? So it seemed slightly odd to her that these guys were shirtless, considering the only moderately warm 60-degree weather. Good, so that's helpful too. Sabrina brushed it off. Oh yeah, no, because brushed it off as just some guys who like to expose their sexy chest. All together. Walking together in their tight denim jeans. Yeah, that happens. Every fucking day. The next evening, near dusk, the four horny studs, again in their tight denim jeans and shirtless as usual, this is their standard gear, were in place planning their attack. They jogged about half a mile from the various places in the apartment complex where they lived in the wooded area behind Sabrina's complex. They were so horny. In anticipation of their sex attack. Okay, good. Thank you for letting me know, because I was so not going to get there on my own. I didn't know what was going to happen, but thanks. They were so horny in anticipation of their sex act, even on their jog over. As a result, their big bulges showed pressing very hard against their zippers, which almost busted. They jogged in the dusk so their bulges and the subsequent violation they were to carry out could be done in relative darkness. The only thing they wore was their jeans, mints, and condoms in their pockets. Uh-huh. I wish they were already wearing condoms. The cool 58-degree air blew in between the zipper and denim holes in their pants. The cool wind stiffening their already pounding, swelled, erect wieners. Then it came. Sabrina walked down the path and veered through some woods to cut down her walk time to the parking lot! The perverts saw her coming and were smiling and high-fiving each other. That doesn't fucking look suspicious. Now they're all shirtless in their fucking denim jeans, and they're high-fiving each other as she approaches. Good. So as Sabrina approached, Rod ran out in front of her and again pushed her gently against a large tree with his feet over hers as he did a few days back, yet again trapping her. She screamed, but they were in the woods too far, with no one else around except her and the horny studs seeking a claim to her hot bod! He then released her, only for a few seconds! This gave her a false claim of security for a few seconds. Then Matt, Peter, and Dick came out and surrounded her and said it was rape time for Sabrina, and she was going to be paid an unexpected visit! She attempted to run away as they surrounded her again! She could see their big packages even in the dusk. They smirked as they looked and rubbed their bulging pants and then grinned wickedly at her, hinting to her where their horny man organs were going. That was just a hint. I wonder if she figured it out. She didn't get as far as Rod quickly caught up to her. The other guys yelling, "Go for it, Rod! Get her!" Rape that slut! He managed to quickly catch up to her, grabbed her around her tiny waist, and pushed her down. She was a feisty little filly, screaming, kicking, and attempting to get away. But her 110 pounds could not stop this horny brute, who was twice her weight, from wrestling her down and pinning her, blocking off her escape route for this fine piece of feisty fighting female. The men cheered wildly and said, "Yes, you trapped that bitch, and say goodbye, baby, to your virginity." Rod said as well, "You'll be my whore now." As they wickedly veered at her eyes. Then Rod ripped her clothes off and undid his zipper, releasing his massive, firmly erect 9-inch rape rod. Sabrina rightfully was shocked at his big dick. She knew he was strong and very horny, but Rod's erect, massive Rod's erect, massive man missile showed Sabrina just how horny and intent he was on screwing her face and vagina. Yes, I could get that. Even if it meant tracking her down and doing the ultimate humiliation, raping her. It did. As well, the other men undid their pants. Matt's 10-inch huge hard man shaft, Peter's 9-inch erect piston, and Dick's 10.5 thick, long, hard, humongous male sausage. It's nice that they all have different penises. Now you can tell them apart. Like, sort of when you're watching some sitcom, and they only have one blonde woman, one brunette, and one redhead, so, you know, just in case you could confuse them otherwise. So, Matt's 10-inch huge, hard man shaft, Peter's 9-inch erect piston, and Dick's 10.5 thick, long, hard, humongous male sausage, showing their manly desire to fuck this woman, even if it meant the most degrading and forceful act of rape! I think we're getting the feeling of what's going to happen. Like, if you're offended by this, you've probably stopped reading, you know? So thank you for letting us continue there. They all grinned in a wicked, sex-craved, perverted smile at Sabrina, tauntingly saying to Rod, "Rape her!" And indeed he did in the first instance, says, after subduing subduing, forcefully disrobing, securing her mouth open with a strong fist as he finally achieved his goal. His ultimate dream! As the massive unwanted head of a stiff, erect rape rod forcibly entered... It's kind of like a shower rod. It's just not. Forcibly entered Sabrina's resisting mouth. Yeah! Fuck yeah! The four perverts screamed and howled. Did they all say it at the exact same time? You got her! Yeah, rape her! Score! Rod was elated as he forced his big hard shaft down her unwanting throat deeper and deeper. He won! Are we supposed to count all the exclamation marks? Is there some sort of thing at the end that we win? He screamed, suck it harder! Take it, bitch! As he raped her yap for half an hour! The other perverts stroking on their man meat and egging Rod on! Then Rod pulled out of her face and violated Sabrina's vagina as Matt mounted Sabrina's face, force-fucking his 10-inch manhood in her mouth. Rod and Matt high-fived each other as they raped both ends of her for another 40 minutes. Then Rod and Matt pulled out. Next! Peter, 9-inch horse meat, and Dix, 10.5 massive violation hard-on, then raped Sabrina's mouth and ass respectively as Peter brutally force-fucked her face and Dix sent his, well, dick... all 10.5 inches reaming into Sabrina's unwanting prick pit. These are both, these are nouns, obviously, so they're capitalized. The two team raped Sabrina for an hour like this, then switched roles and tag team violating her for another 45 minutes as they howled. It's good that they got the timing. Like, it's so specific on that. To finish her off, Matt and decided to go for it and finish off his horny sex appetite and rape Sabrina's pussy again for another hour, violating her again with extreme and vicious fury. Maybe they had somewhere to go, so it all had to be timed pretty precisely. In the meantime, Rod re-raped Sabrina's mouth and deep gagging her with his still horny, massive sperm-filled man tool. I'm really at the point where I just wish he would just say penis and stop trying to come up with these really creative ways of putting it. Maybe he took a creative writing class before he wrote this. Matt had achieved his goal after raping her with uncompromising aggression, Then Peter and Dick each did a quick fuck and awe plowing of Sabrina's cunt for 15 minutes each, satisfying their rape sex crave. Finally, Rod, the rape master of his campaign, finally quenched his extreme horniness as he brutally raped Sabrina with a final 45-minute attack, The guys put on their jeans. Now that their ferocious sex crave was satisfied, they acted almost like gentlemen. They checked to see if Sabrina was okay. Oh, I'm sure she was. And to get back to her place alone. Yeah, are you okay to... Jesus fucking Christ. Yes, you have been, like, viciously raped by four guys. Hey, are you okay getting back to your place? Like, what else is waiting? What is the alternative? I mean, of course, yes. Anything but these guys is better, so yes, I'm totally safe getting back to my place, because there's probably not another team of four other guys who are going to get and rape me. Yes, thank you. They checked to see if Sabrina was okay to get back to her place alone, then gave her a heart-shaped package of mints to rid her mouth of man juices. Well, that's the end. That's beautiful. That is really, wow. That really ends it well. Like, they're not heartless rapists. They gave her a heart-shaped package of mints to rid her mouth of man juices. All right, fuck this. Okay, there we go. That was a beautiful, beautiful story.